the road and the ground beneath it. We didn't just appear here. That sounds obvious until you watch a government systematically dismantle the evidence of how we arrived. Then it becomes the most urgent thing anyone could say. You cannot navigate a broken road if you don't understand how the road was built. Not the mythology of it. Not the sanitized version that fits a current political narrative. The actual road. The compromises, the failures, the corrections, the moments we got it wrong, and the generations it took to get it less wrong. That's not weakness. That's the only honest map we have. America's history is short, embarrassingly short by the standards of civilization. Europe measures itself in centuries stacked on centuries. Asia and the Middle East reach back to the beginning of recorded human organization. We are a snap of the fingers by comparison. And yet, in that brief moment, we accomplished things that took the rest of human history combined to make possible. Not because we were exceptional in the way the mythology claims, chosen, destined, superior, but because we inherited every road every previous civilization had built and had the specific historical moment to run further down it than anyone before us. Science, medicine, communication, the accumulated knowledge of every civilization that preserved its history honestly enough to pass it forward. We built on what was kept. The Europeans understood something we never quite learned. You preserve the castle not because you miss the king, but because the castle tells you what you were capable of, the beauty and the brutality equally. Auschwitz stands deliberately. The Tower of London gives tours. The Bastille is gone, but its memory is written into French identity so deeply that a nation still organizes itself around it. This is where we came from. This is what we were. We keep it so we never mistake ourselves for something we aren't. America tears things down when they become inconvenient. The Rivera mural at Rockefeller Center, commissioned by the capitalist establishment, destroyed by the capitalist establishment the moment it included Lenin. The artist recreated it in Mexico, where it still stands. The original is rubble. That was 1933, and we apparently learned nothing from it because here we are watching exhibits get quietly edited at the Smithsonian to fit a political narrative that will be irrelevant in a decade and dead in a generation. The WPA murals in federal buildings, painted by artists who lived the Depression, who rendered the New Deal in pigment on plaster as primary sources of a specific American moment, are being treated as inconvenient decoration. You cannot tear them off the walls. They are the walls. But the impulse to try tells you everything about what this administration understands about history, which is nothing. Or worse, enough to know that an honest history is dangerous to a dishonest present. Here is the thing about salting the earth. Nothing grows. Not their seeds. Not yours. Not anyone's. And here is the thing about manufactured hate. Because it is manufactured, most of it. People are not born hating their neighbors. Love comes naturally when you are loved. You kick back when you are kicked. The cattle prod of algorithmic rage, the deliberate cultivation of an enemy to look down at instead of a mirror to look into. That is not human nature expressing itself. That is human nature being weaponized by people who need you angry and need you certain and above all, need you not paying attention to the road and how it was built. We have a short history, painfully, precariously short. And we are letting it be rewritten to fit a narrative that is popular today and will be dust tomorrow. What will we have left to learn from? That is not a rhetorical question. It is the most practical question anyone can ask right now. Seeds need ground. Ground needs memory. Memory needs honesty. We are running out of all three.